Hello, everyone. Welcome to Dear Everyone Else, brought to you by Tea.
And Tea. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Dear Everybody Else with Tea and Tea. Today, we have a special guest. We have Cheesy, right? And we are going to be talking about a number of things today. Obviously, there's been a lot that's been going on in the last few weeks. The strike and so on, and you know, the snow finally hit. So today we're going to try cover, you know, a bit of everything and yeah, just get into it. T, how are you doing today?
I am doing okay. How are you? How is Cheesy doing?
Cheesy is doing okay, you know.
Yeah, with the strike and everything. I know it can be a very hard time, and it is a very hard time for a lot of us, but I sincerely hope everyone is, you know, doing okay at this time.
Can I say how cool Cheesy's name is before we carry on?
I absolutely agree.
How iconic her name is in this moment.
That I agree on.
All right. Yeah.
Imagine your name being Cheesy. I can't relate, but yeah, that must be awesome.
Talani isn't a very popular name. I only know one other Talani.
But like compared to your name, like your name I've never heard. Actually, maybe like Chi, but like not like Cheesy though. Like not like Cheesy. I know like Chi, like cheating male or like the word Chi, but like not with the Z behind it. So anyways, back to the topic of strike. How do you guys feel about the strike? It shouldn't have happened, or were you just like, I support the strike and things like that?
I think the strike is such a gray area, right? Because on one hand, you can see where the staff is coming from. Like, everybody deserves to be compensated fairly, right, for their work. But on the other hand, like, as a student, you can also kind of see how it's a little bit, like, not favorable. Like, initially, I was excited because I'm like, yes, a break from school work. But no, not anymore. I'm like, it's such a mess right now, and I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I think like the biggest thing for me is just like how chaotic it is, like, right? Like, it's very like you don't know exactly what's going on, and just like that itself just really just like messes with people's mind, just because like I can't really plan for tomorrow because I have no idea what's happening tomorrow.
Well, like for me personally, when the news of the strike was lurking, I was in desperate need of a break.
I think everyone can relate to that.
Yeah, it was just the reading break was just way too far. But like 3 weeks in, I'm just like, okay, this isn't fun anymore.
It's about time.
Get back to school. Yeah, just wrap this up and get it done. And you know what? I was actually kind of split on it, you know, because obviously we just hear what's on the surface. We hear that professors are complaining about the issue of their pay. You know, so the first question for me is, yo, how much are they getting paid? Mm-hmm. Number one, like the powers that be, how much are they getting paid? With regards to Manitoba, where do these salaries stand, right? Because, I don't know, part of me was also thinking that would you be paying a professor in Manitoba the same amount with the professor in Toronto when the cost of living is
different?
You know, different. And like, these were all like questions I had, honestly. And on top of that, you're thinking, man, with the amount of tuition that international students pay, for us to have to be casualties in this mess, like, I know it's, we're fighting for the professors and, you know, in some way, I guess fighting for the students if we're talking about quality of education. But man, the knock-on effects of the strike from, you've got tuition, you've got holiday plans canceled if you're an international student. Now you're talking about traveling during school or in the middle of the strike. Then you're also talking about just, you know, can anyone actually see that not much is changing for us? We still have to be working 20 hours and so on.
Yeah.
And have to, you know, make all these accommodations. It's just like the knock-on effects that are being neglected with regards to the strike. And, you know, I'm still kind of split on everything that's going on at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I can feel you on that. Like, I definitely, like, I go from I support the strike. And usually that's usually me about, like, 80% of the time. Like, I support the profs and, you know, like, them being able to advocate for themselves for what they need and what they want. Because eventually, like, this situation does affect, like, students, right? Like, if these topics don't get brought up, you know, down the line, students, I know I'm graduating soon, so, like, strike probably would only have, like, a short-term effect on me, you know, students that are coming in later on, like, what would happen to international students down the road? Like, you know, like, things like, because a lot of the things that the profs are asking for is, like, you know, being able to have, like, they should be able to get their consent to be able to have online classes and stuff like that. Or they don't have to teach, like, three terms in a row or things like that, because that is, you know, like, mental health and stressful and stuff like that. And, you know, like, not only would it have effect on the profs, it would have this effect to get transferred to students as well. Because if, you know, as you mentioned, international students paying this much money for tuition, then I should expect that I should be getting quality education that I deserve, because I am spending as much, you know, someone at the board of directors meeting, like, the pharmacy students were saying, like, you know, they pay $20,000 a year for pharmacy. And I'm like, bro, I pay that much as an international student. Like I think that the big one for me is, like, you know, like, usually, like, international students are only allowed to work, like, 20 hours a week, right? But then for a lot of us, like, usually during breaks, we try to work more than 20 hours a week because we're allowed to. Then if they're pretty much taking off the break, you know, like, break time, and there's only, like, what, like, only, if, like, 1 week? That's not even considered a break at this point. For a lot of people that do rely on that week for working more hours, they can't, because school is still on, and automatically you're only supposed to work 20 hours a week during that school. I already have financial problems that the government or nobody's helping with. The least you could do is reduce things that affect me. And it's just like, there's so many sides of this story. Yeah. You know, like, but then I feel like the one thing we can all agree on is we're the ones suffering the most. And the ones on, like, the bad side of this, and as much as that sucks and it's very horrible, I do believe, like, in the long term, hopefully, like, this fight would be a great thing. That is my opinion.
I really hope they are students at the table with regards to whatever conversations are going on right now. Just a quick question, Cheesy, how has the strike impacted you, like, right now? How's the experience been?
Man, I've been so anxious. I've been on edge constantly, which is why I think I get so heated when people are like, we need to publicly support the strike, because I'm like, yeah, these people are messing with my mental. Don't do that.
You know, that's like, honestly, that is fine and that is valid. Yeah. Because like you're really going through, like, and like hard things like this, and like that, if that is your opinion and that is how you feel, then own up to it. Like, it really is like that. Like, no one can, you know, like, ignore the fact that, you know, like, you're going through this thing, right? And they're tough. You know, like, a couple times in a week, I really go through, like, this stuff where I'm just, like, I pretty much kind of, like, break down, honestly. Like, I try to stay away from social media or anything where I hear about the strike and really just take myself away from all of that. And I just really get this, like, what is happening with my life? Like, I have no idea what is going on with my life. Like, if you ask me what I did yesterday, I can't tell you, because I don't think I did much or as much as I should have been doing if there's school on. And I think yesterday, the realization suddenly hit me that, like, for unaffected classes, finals are starting in 2 weeks. Okay, so sink that in for a moment. Take a moment to sink that in. So for classes that are not affected, finals are starting in 2 weeks.
Pain.
I have not been studying.
but you know,
it's so difficult to study when
everything it is. That's the thing.
And there's so many questions. Like,
but you know what's crazy, right? What? I have a class, and our professor was basically like, "Okay, if you guys want to support the strike, and you decide you do not want to come to class, and you don't want to do the work, and you're striking with the teachers, it's cool."
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just going to hold a quick poll to see who wants to what? To support the strike.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
What?
Right? In this class of a very, like, with students from different spaces, different walks, a pretty broad number of students.
Yeah.
Only about 3 said they were going to strike and support the strike in terms of not coming to class.
Yeah.
It may be for, you know, for the good reason, or maybe they wanted a break, who knows, but those were the numbers. But yet, you know, what got me thinking is just like, are students really in support of the strike, or are they just jumping on the bandwagon?
Yeah.
because I'm like, students in this moment are also allowed to be, I don't know whether you'd call it a strike or not, to just decide we're not going to go to class as well.
Like join the picket line, yeah.
It seems like...
not cross
the picket line.
Yeah, exactly. But it seems like, for personally, for me, I haven't seen too many who've made that decision, even in my classes that are still going on, the one or two that I have. And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. And I feel like that also has the, like, that also has the effect of, you know, like, the negative consequences of the strike on students, right? Like, I feel like there is, like, a difference between, or not a difference per se, but you can support the strike without, like, you know, like, wanting to cross the picket line in terms of not going to class. Or, like, see, if I support the strike, I support for striking and, you know, like, them getting what they're asking for and stuff, but... if I had a class where I had an option to not do work, I feel like I would probably still rather do work in the class just because I don't want to, like, pile up, you know, because I know they're definitely, like, affected classes as well. I don't want to pile up the work that I have to do and keep it on for later because that's just going to bring so much stress. And I feel like I would much rather, like, having part school right now and part school also later rather than non-school right now, because that would probably still keep me in, like, the loop of, like, I'm still a student right now. Because if I don't have any classes right now, the little studying that I get done during the day, like the one video a day that I watch, I will not do any of that. And the only reason why I'm doing that is because I know, like, well, I still have those classes on. I have finals coming up. I buckle up, you know, my belt, even though it's like one thing a day or like the most minimum like work that I can get done. I will still rather do it, you know. But if I don't have that choice, then it's just like, scook away, right?
Yeah.
So, but I'm a professional procrastinator. So
yes, that is me by name.
I people keep telling me, like, oh, you're gonna have more time to study, and I'm like, nope. I've got more time to procrastinate.
I'm still gonna study in the last and the dying hour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the adrenaline, it's the rush, the feeling of doing everything last minute. There is nothing like that.
You know, yeah. I came up with like there was this like random thought that came to me, I think probably over the summer, like graduation, I think May, April-ish. Like I was just started thinking about like graduation and graduation and stuff. And I was just like, wow, like students really like, you know, I was like worried about like, you know, like post-graduation life and, you know, actually going to the real world and, you know, like the industries or things like that, like working in the real world. And I was like, how am I gonna survive? Like, I feel like I've barely learned anything from school, and I feel like I'm literally not matured enough to be able to go into the real world. Like, what is supposed to happen? And I just had this thought that came to me, is like, if you are able to get through school with procrastination, I feel like you can get through anything with life. Like, you're really you're really set for life at this point, because like you were able to successfully procrastinate, right? Like, you procrastinate, but you still end up getting your work done. So then life's all good.
I've got a question for everybody. How are people taking care of their mentals? And by mentals, I'm talking about your mental health, especially in this period, right?
Yeah. I think for me, as I mentioned before, I really just, like, take a break. And, like, I'm really at that point where it's, like, when I feel like I need that break, which is literally, like, 3/4 of the day, me taking a break, I take it. And I don't feel bad about taking it. Like, you know, like, I'm just, like, I am out of here. Like, I know I'm supposed to be doing school right now, but I don't feel guilty for not doing school because my mental health is not in the space right now. And I need whatever I'm doing, most likely watching a movie or something. Or taking a nap. That works, too. I would just take that. And that is it. I don't care what my brain or my internal whatever is telling me that you're slacking off right now. I don't care what you're telling me. I am taking that break. And that's it. No questions. Period.
People who can take naps. Sometimes I'm jealous of you because I don't know how to take naps.
Ooh. Yeah. You see, the problem with me when I take a nap is it turns to sleep. So,
well, when I mean naps, I mean like an hour, 2 hours.
I can't sleep when the sun is out for some reason. It's
like, yeah, see, I can.
I can sleep when the sun is out. It's just that, like, it'll be 8 hours afterwards, and I'm just like, well, the whole day is gone.
Yeah, the reason I can is because, like, I have some, like, sleep problem-ish that I wouldn't really call it, that's probably the best way for me to put it. Like, I just have a very bad, like, sleep rhythm where I sleep at night and then usually I end up waking around, like, 3 or 4. If you've ever gotten a text from me, you probably realize why she texted in the middle of the night, and that's most likely why. Like, if you've ever gotten a text from me in the middle of the night, I'm probably, like, ended up waking up at that time. And then usually, like, I end up going back to sleep, but, like, somewhere in the morning, so then I take, like, a quick nap. Or if that doesn't happen, let's say I ended up staying awake for, like, a while, I just, like, then during the day, I probably have to take a nap because I didn't get the number of hours that I need. And I'm just so groggy and tired that I have to take a nap later in the day. But that's why. So me taking a nap during the day is pain. It's completing my sleep hours, not taking an extra sleep hour, but if that makes sense.
Okay. Cheesy, how long have you been in Canada?
A bit over 2 years now. I got here in 2019, summer of 2019.
All right, cool. Ooh. So, like, with the snow falling, right? Yeah. And, you know, how does it feel every time the snow comes back?
Man, just... I hate it. Oh, my goodness. I hate it so much. And I feel like with every winter, I feel less prepared.
Why is that a mood? Why is that me?
I always tell people, like, it's like, every winter still feels like my first one. Like, mm-hmm. I can't.
I'm like, you know? I need a puffer jacket. What the hell is 650 fill power? Like, I don't know this stuff. Tell me if I can walk the bus stop in this puffer jacket. Like, don't play with me. Give me the information, you know?
Yeah, and you know, now you have to make the sacrifice between fashion.
No, and, yeah, and dressing warm. And I hate that.
Fashion, yeah. Though, I will wear a crop top and die of pneumonia and go to school.
Well, I just gotta let you guys know that if I have to wear flip flops, shorts, and a vest in -45 for fashion, I am moving back to Africa. Simple. It's simple. Like, I just cannot do that. And the crazy thing is, like, what shocked me the first time I had to shop for winter clothes, well, my first attempt at shopping for winter clothing, I'm not going to say it was successful, was the cost of everything.
Oh, yeah.
From the winter jacket, the shoes, the thermals, and here, you know, like, I still have nightmares about how much I spent in that period. Till now, and it's been like 4 years. And every time I'm like, something's shrinking or I need to, like, buy new clothes, I'm like,
how don't I have something? I'm always buying something, so how don't I have the stuff I need? You know?
Like, you can never stop buying. You know, like, people used to say, like, oh, like, you know, the like, oh, like, I'm gonna, the way, like, you think, like, the way for me to stop spending is to stop going out, right? Then, you know what I've realized these days? I'm literally at home, but then I feel like I spend more money while staying at home than it takes me when I go outside. It's just like, how is this happening? Like, what is going on? You know,
Because it's so cold.
Yeah.
And where do you guys buy, like, where have you bought, like, most of your, like, winter stuff? Are there any, like, specific stores or?
Honestly, when I first came, I bought, like, most of my stuff at Walmart. I don't know if I recommend that, but.
No, I 100% recommend it.
Honestly, it's, like, not bad. It's a good, like, price option, like in terms of cost, right?
But
now, man, I don't even know if I can say now, because, like, when I bought stuff, I was living on campus, so I wasn't really thinking about the cold. Like, I live in St. John's, and St. John's is, like, right in the middle. I just cross into UC and I'm in the tunnel. I don't have to walk outside till I'm ready to go back to my residence.
Throwback to when we used to be on campus. Shout out to St. John's. Shout out to UPR. Shout out to Pembina. Shout out to Speech Lee. We miss y'all. You know,
I can't relate, and that's kind of sad. I never lived on campus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I just moved out in May. Yeah. So I'm like, this is my first winter off campus. I realized
it must be really cold.
Yeah, because then I would literally just wear, like, whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
Like, jacket over it and enter UC. And
then you're good, right? You're set.
And, like, what are some of your essentials, right, like, in this weather?
Okay, so I think everybody should have, like, pants, like good pants, maybe like
my I
like
pants
in the winter. Mm-hmm. Even outside, like I will wear some pants and go out. Mm-hmm. I think everyone should have a hoodie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you should all have like a winter jacket, I think.
Yeah.
And also just on the winter jackets, you need to be careful what you buy, because I know that there are some that will be ineffective in certain temperatures. So yeah. Make sure that, yeah, some of them have tags, so you can always just want to check on that, you know. During Christmas, if this is your first time, yeah, to all those listening, you could be hitting minus 36, minus 40, you know. If Santa's feeling a little bit spicy, he could hit you up with a minus 50. Boom. Because what? What is warm?
This reminded me of like Snowden days, like stays with snowstorms. School get canceled, and then nobody can actually leave their houses because there's just so much snow. I kind of miss those days because those are good days. Like, I don't have to go to school; I stay home.
What do you guys do with being like alone during Christmas? Like, do you do friend masses? Like, what happens?
See, for me, that's the thing. Like, I feel like I just don't relate to a lot of things just because, like, I live with my family over here. So when people talk about, like living in residence or spending Christmas alone, I'm like, psych. I don't know, but.
Well, let me tell you about spending Christmas alone.
Yes, please.
This is where the sad music starts to play in the background because. Well, it's tough, but you know what? Especially if it's like your first Christmas here and you get homesick, and which is kind of the sad thing about COVID now is you don't really have the opportunity to build community the way you could have done before COVID.
Yeah.
So, but you know what I've found to be really helpful?
What?
Guys, these class group chats for our courses are a good platform to kind of just, of course, you want to be serious and talk about work, but it's a very good platform to engage a lot of people there. Because I've actually realized that there are people who have been in uni for 2 years now and have still not been on campus.
Yep.
And there are so many, you know, so like.
Desperately in need of friends.
Make the first move, honestly. Say hi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honestly, I feel like I've made so many friends online than I did when I was in person. I don't know if that's just me, but I've made so many friends with school being online that I literally have so many. Like, I was at a degree the other day with a friend. I went to go get food, and then the girl, one of the servers there that was working there, she saw me and she's like, "Oh, your name's Tony, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, hi." And she's like, "I know you from Instagram." I'm like, "Oh, okay, sure." Yeah. And then I'm like, "What's your name?" And I was like, "Oh, I remember you." It's like, "Oh, we're talking about like K-dramas and stuff." I'm like, "Oh yeah, that's you." It's like, "Oh great, awesome." It's like, that's really what the world has become. Like,
well,
like,
that's really because you're famous, T.
Hey, don't bring that up. No, that's not why. That is not
why.
It's called engaging and interacting with people. You know, people are fun to talk to.
I just feel like it's going to be so disappointing when people finally meet me in person. Just so, if you're out there.
No, what do you mean? No, T, that's not true. You're a fun person.
That's the thing is, you should see what I'm telling people on like a way, like on in my chats. They're like, "So who are you?" And I'm just like, "I am actually this.
I'm this guy."
I'm this guy, but in all honesty, I'm just that other guy.
No, you're fun. Like I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know what you're saying, but you're a fun person.
Okay, so. What type of person are you in person? Are you as exciting as you are right now? Because
am I exciting right now?
Oh my goodness. Like, you had me at cheesy, honestly. Your name just like.
Thank you. I'm better in person for sure. I suck at texting.
Oof.
But I definitely think I'm better in person.
Okay, that's good.
When I'm on calls, like, I'm a professional listener, so I can be a bit, you know. Yeah.
Nah, I don't think I'm a professional listener. I just say whatever I think.
Yeah, I can't even pay attention. I'm always just like drifting. So like this is perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that's the end of today's episode. I really just wanna thank Cheesy for honoring my last minute call. As always, I always send calls last minute, and joining us on the show today and, you know, sharing a thought. And I also want to thank my co-host Steve for always just making this so much fun and easy to talk about these topics. And really hope you guys had fun today. And yeah, see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed our episode today. And we look forward to seeing you guys next week. And
remember to follow us, to keep an eye out on our Instagram at @DearEveryoneElse_UM for more information about our next show and for more exciting stuff that we're bringing forward. And also, if you have any questions, don't forget to email us at DearEveryoneElse891@gmail.com. Once again, we're T and
T
with Dear Everyone Else. Bye.
Bye.